What would Augustus Caesar with us?
When Julius Caesar, whose remembrance yet lives in men's eyes, and will to ears and tongues be theme and hearing ever, was in this Britain and conquered it, Cassibelan, thine uncle, famous in Caesar's praises no whit less than in his feats deserving it, for him and his succession granted Rome a tribute yearly £3,000, which by thee lately is left untendered.
And to kill the marvel shall be so ever.
There be many Caesars ere such another Julius. Britain's a world by itself, and we will nothing pay for wearing our own noses.
That opportunity which then they had to take from us to resume, we have again. Remember, sir, my liege, the kings your ancestors, together with the natural bravery of your isle, which stands as Neptune's park, ribbed and paled in with rocks unscalable, and roaring waters, with sands that will not bear your enemies' boats, but suck them up to the topmast. A kind of conquest Caesar made here, but made not here his brag, of came and saw and overcame. With shame, the first that ever touched him, he was driven from off our coasts, twice beaten. And his shipping? Poor ignorant baubles, on our terrible seas, like eggshells moved upon their surges, cracked as easily against our rocks. For joy whereof the famed Cassibelan, who was once at point, O giglet fortune, to master Caesar's sword, made Lud's town with rejoicing fires bright, and Britain's strut with courage.
Come, there is no more tribute to be paid. Our kingdom is stronger than it was at that time, and, as I said, there is no more such Caesars. Other of them may have crooked noses, but to own such straight arms, none.
Let your mother end.
We have yet many among us can gripe as hard as Cassibelan. I do not say I am one, but I have a hand. Why tribute? Why should we pay tribute? If Caesar can hide the sun from us with a blanket or put the moon in his pocket, we will pay him tribute for light. Else, sir, no more tribute for you now.
You must know. Till the injurious Romans did extort this tribute from us, we were free. Caesar's ambition, which swelled so much that it did almost stretch the sides of the world, but against all color here did put the yoke upon us, which to shake off becomes a warlike people whom we reckon ourselves to be.
I am sorry, Cymbeline, that I am to pronounce Augustus Caesar, Caesar that hath more kings, his servants, than thyself, domestic officers, thine enemy. Receive it from me, then. War and confusion, in Caesar's name, pronounce I against thee. Look for fury, not to be resisted. Thus defied, I thank thee for myself.